How was practice?
It was good. I think, you know, when you go through the day, you want to obviously the players. I haven't spoken to most of the players, so kind of reiterated a lot of the things that I said in the press conference. It was a day that I thought going into was going to be a challenging day. You know, obviously, with Gus the first time not being there in front of the team, where he's done an outstanding job of getting the players ready. So obviously that was discussed with the players. And then pretty much kind of set, hey, listen, this is what we have to do today. There's a standard that's been set here to go out and play hard. We need to play well in all three phases. Today, you know, we went out there. Today was basically base and third down, you know, on the short week, working on that. We tried to get an in-between tempo. Normally, we obviously don't work as much on this day, but we wanted to get something done. You know, pretty much I judge the practice by, you know, the time that we have in it, the work that we need to get out of it. And sometimes if you finish late, you know that it probably wasn't a very good practice. You know, if you finish early, you know you guys are humming around and going. It's just kind of a feel. But I thought, I told the players after practice that I appreciated the way they went about their work today, and that our goal is obviously to get better and put ourselves in position to play well in all three phases and win a game. So overall, as difficult as the day was, I give credit to the coaches, the assistant coaches, and the players for going out there and handling themselves in the correct way. Tomorrow, I think it'll be, you know, we're more full speed tomorrow. So, you know, we'll be looking for that out of the players.
Do you think, I was going to follow up with that.
Sure.
As you get to tomorrow and a game week settles in, do you think the coaches will get into their routine, the players will get into their routine?
Well, I think, you know, players are mostly in a routine. I asked them or challenged them for their help that for a comfort level that I may have as a coach. So, you know, we did change things, like I said before, in practice. We didn't change them because what we were doing was wrong. We changed them because it's what I feel comfortable with in, you know, my position as the interim head coach. So I thought the players responded well to that. You know, you just kind of take the lead, and they're kind of saying, okay, what drill is next, because they're so conditioned. So from a standpoint of time, for themselves getting ready, it's the same amount of time. It's just a little bit different. But, yes, I do believe that they'll be in a mode of getting themselves ready to play. One thing about players overall, just all players, there's a resiliency about them that, you know, they know what's ahead. They know how to get themselves ready. You know, obviously players that have played a long time in this league have a great process to doing it. I think that's what you want to carry down to the younger players of what their process is, especially younger players that are coming out of college that are really going into areas where they haven't been before as far as their bodies and their mental makeup of being able to play. Obviously, the other challenge at this time of year is just the level of focus, obviously, with the holidays coming up.
Is it too early to sense their mood, Doug?
Excuse me?
Is it too early to sense their mood with all that's going on? And
I think it'd be very difficult for me to explain an individual's type of mood of how he may be feeling. I think it's very easy for me to say that I did not see a team that felt sorry for themselves, even though we understand that we're all part of this, you know, record, you know, that we've all failed from that standpoint. So I think that's probably a better question for the players to answer than me answer it for them.
How have you gone about learning the other phases of, you know, special teams, which you guys, or, you know, your philosophies on special teams?
Sure. And that's been something that I've been trying to catch up on. Normally, obviously, I understand all three playbooks, all three game plans. So I do things, you know, for me to help me. I pretty much run the scout teams out there. It gives me a great feel of what we want to call. It gives me a great feel of what the other team is doing. When we're on the football field, I do have a background in special teams. I do have a background in defense. So for me, I just go in there and rely on the coordinators to help me out, to make sure, you know, why we're doing things. I'll ask questions. They've been great about that. So this way I can put together all three game plans so we can play as one.
Did things mechanically change for you in terms of where you spent your time and how much you've
I think,
especially with the line.
Sure, Mike. The thing, you know what's interesting, and I always say this, is that, you know, for me, I was in the NFL, and then I went back to Syracuse University. And it's funny, when you take the field as a first-time head coach, you kind of don't know, you know what I'm saying, where to be. So normally if you're an offensive coach, you may gravitate more to the offensive side. If you're a defensive coach, you may gravitate more to defense. And you're sitting out there and you're going, I think I should be doing something right now. I just don't know what it is. So I really learned that when I was at Syracuse, of where I needed to be, what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And, the whole time I also didn't want to lose a part of me that I loved, which was working with the line. So I would go in there with a quick individual with them and then obviously gravitate myself to all the different groups. And then as far as on the practice field, when you're running the scout team cards, you're right in the middle of it around all the players, which I think, helps you in evaluating, getting a feel for the players. So, for me, I just found that. I'm not saying one way is better than the other. I'm just saying for me, that's kind of my comfort zone of being right in the middle of it.
Doug, obviously a lot going on, but just from a game perspective against Tennessee, this was probably the ugliest performance that Thursday night game against the Titans. Do you think there'll be a level of pride in that locker room to kind of erase that performance against this team?
That's a good question. I think individually people will look at that differently. I think from my standpoint, I think every time you take the field, there's a level of pride. So I think individually, I think players can answer that question. I know for myself, it doesn't matter whether we have beaten a team or we had lost to a team. You're out there all the time trying to win, and that's where your pride is. I think that it's probably a little bit more in a division. I'd be remiss not to mention that because, the one thing you want to do is you don't want to be in a division where you feel, hey, we don't match up well or we can't beat this team. So I think you never want another team to feel that, hey, we're just going to show up and beat these guys. So I think that's something that everyone talks about. I'm not just saying we talk about that here, of making sure that, you don't feel that way in the division. And, that's something that this team has to overcome eventually.
Like you said, you were only going to make some tweaks some tweaks here and there. And
tweets? I don't make any tweets now. Tweaks. Okay, I got it. I was going to say, I'm not a Twitter guy. I'm sorry.
What's the most significant change you made for these guys, for the players?
Sure. I can probably talk about the practice schedule. Okay. Would probably be the one thing for them. Other than that, we tried not to make too many changes to answer the question about, how the players prepare themselves. You don't want to really change a lot at this time of year. That may shock them and may throw them off for what they have to do. But like I said before, the time has stayed the same. We just moved a lot of things around just because of what I may be comfortable with in the flow of practice.
Did you Shatley option at left guard again this week?
Absolutely.
How did you think he played the other day?
I thought, when you're down to your sixth left guard, I said it the other day, I think everywhere I've been as a coach or a player, so pretty much most of my life, I've never gone through so many left guards or any single position. I know that I've tried to train the players to be multiple positions for this reason. I think that in this league, when you're not a full-time starter and you only dress seven offensive linemen per game, which is the average in the league, obviously the two people behind you have to be flexible in what they do. So we were preparing to go into that game, obviously, with Jeremiah in a new position, which I thought – really, he had gotten rolled up on. The play after that, he had gotten beat. Okay, that's what happened to him. He had gotten rolled up on. The play after that, he had gotten beat. But up until that time, I was very impressed with the job that he did, as well as the rest of the offensive coaches. I thought when Josh came in there, it was a difficult. We wanted to go in with Josh from a matchup standpoint, from a height standpoint, knowing that, Clowney was going to be in there most of the time, that we knew that they were going to try to match up that position, which they did throughout the game. So, we put Josh in there, and it's unfortunate that he's been working hard to get back, that he had the injury. And we really didn't work Shat at left guard most of, you know, at all, really, during the week as far as with the starting team, because we had to get Jeremiah caught up to speed. So for him to go in there and the job that he did, shoot. But you know what? That's who that kid is. He is a resilient, hardworking, whatever I have to do, coach, just put me in there and give me an opportunity. I thought a great thing about Shatley had been, you know, the first game he went in with Baltimore, played against Brandon Williams, who's a heck of a player. And, you know, Brandon Williams, you know, kind of got him a little bit, you know, got the best of him. So it was interesting when we put him in there when Brandon was out in the Minnesota game. You know, he went in there and played, I thought, very, very well. It was a really good sign for a player to come back and play that way. And then going in cold, did a nice job. So I'm happy with that.
Doug, are you still fully involved in the O-line meeting
room? No, I am not.
Kind of stepped away.
Yes. So in other words, you know, now comes the standpoint of, you know, my responsibility to the team. So, you know, my position responsibilities, you know, obviously have changed. And, you know, I have to be there for all the players and all the coaches and do the best job I can to get this team ready and the coaches coordinated to go out there on Saturday.
And it's only been 2 years since you were a head coach, but does it come back like kind of maybe riding a bike? And getting your taste of it today, do you feel like you missed it a little bit more?
I think to answer that question, I really didn't think about that. I just thought about, hey, I have a greater responsibility than it is to worry about, you know what I'm saying, my feelings. But I think, you know, it's been a difficult time. But I really appreciate, and I'm being honest about this, I've been around, you know, the people in this room, you know, on the questions that you've asked and the respect that you have for our situation. And I mean that, guys. I really do. I obviously, you know my background. You know I've been in some tough situations. But I really give credit, and you don't need to put this on TV or anything, but I give credit to the people that are here to really understand the situation. I think that shows, you know, what type of person Coach Bradley was. And I think that's something that whoever's up here at the end of the day should greatly appreciate the professionalism that you all have. And I mean that. And it's not just a BS statement.